The University of Saskatchewan Huskies showed up for warm-ups several minutes before the UFV Cascades, and that early bird attitude continued in the first quarter of Saturday's, February 24, Canada West semifinal. Huskies forward Carly Ahlstrom went 5 of 5 from the three-point line in that opening quarter, and her Huskies led 20-5 midway into the first and never looked back to earn an 84-50 win. Doing it on the conference's biggest stage look of triumph at Carly Ahlstrom, the Calgary kid has 22 first-half points after connecting on her first 6 shots from long-range. Hashtag Husky Pride. Hashtag Power of the Pack. pic.twitter.com/v47keat2f. USASK Huskies Women's Basketball. At Huskoob, February 24, 2024. Saskatchewan had a 31-12 advantage after 1, and the Cascades never closed the gap to less than 21 points for the remainder of the game. Ahlstrom finished with 27 points on 9 of 12 shooting, and teammate T. DeMong added 18 points. Huskies guard Gage Grasik added 9 assists, 8 rebounds, 6 steals and 4 points. Saskatchewan shot 56.4% from the field and shot an incredible 65.5% in the first half. UFV could not stop the Huskies' offense and their red-hot shooting. Julia Tuckscherer opens the scoring for at UV Cascades. Loud crowd this afternoon for the at Kenyatta West semifinal at goofpic.twitter.com/fx5loxnan. Ben Lipka. At Ben Lipka, February 24, 2024. For the Cascades, it was a rough night shooting for the team's top players. All-star guard Maddie Gobay and forward Deanna Tuckscherer shot a combined 4 for 22. Julia Tuckscherer and Natalie Rathler both scored 11 points, with Gobay collecting 10. The Cascades grabbed just 21 rebounds as a team, with the Huskies recording 39. UFV shot 35.8% for the game, but were outhustled by Saskatchewan in second-chance points as they were outscored 20-4. Fast break points were also lopsided for the Huskies at 19-4. J. Tuckscherer has been the best UFV player so far, but Sask has done a great job clogging the middle and preventing anything from developing like on this play. pic.twitter.com/c2oikbcpj8. Ben Lipka. At Ben Lipka, February 24, 2024. Saskatchewan was often packing the paint down low on defense and making it challenging for the Cascades players to score inside. Combine that with Cascades players making 2 of 17 from the three-point line, and it's a recipe for disaster for UFV. The Huskies now advance to the CW final, and they will take on the Alberta Pandas. WBB Huskies to the finals at Husky Athletics were simply undeniable. They spoil the party in the Valley with an 84-50 semifinal victory over host UFV. It'll be Saskatchewan versus Alberta for CW Glory tomorrow at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Hashtag win the West. pic.twitter.com/a5q18gc1za. Canada West. At Canada West, February 25, 2024. Alberta defeated Victoria 69-48 earlier on Saturday to punch their ticket to the final. The Pandas were led by forward Claire Signatovich, who scored 22 points, 11 for 16, and grabbed 13 rebounds. Victoria was up 15-14 after 1, but then Alberta took over in the second by outscoring the Vikes 19-4. The Vikes' top scorer was Abbotsford product Tana Pankratz, who poured in 12 points and grabbed 7 rebounds. Alberta beats Victoria 68-49 and advanced to the at Kenyatta West final. They will play the winner of at UFV Cascades and at Husky WBB, which starts at 3 p.m. pic.twitter.com/ALWD5XQ2HI. Ben Lipka. At Ben Lipka, February 24, 2024. WBB. Pandas back to the finals. Panda. The Alberta Pandas defeat Victoria 68-49 and will look to defend their CW title tomorrow afternoon. At Bears and Pandas X at Pandas B Ball. Hashtag win the West. pic.twitter.com/1zignejx0x. Canada West. At Canada West, February 24, 2024. Alberta is also hosting the U Sports Nationals, which means that the top three finishers at the CW Championships will receive a berth to the Nationals. UFV takes on Victoria in the bronze game on Sunday, February 25, at 11:45 a.m. The CW Championship game will occur at 2 p.m.